Chapter 2. Shunk. Toys. Public. "Are you sure you want to do this?" Hunk asked, carefully running his fingers along the case he'd made for Shiro's toys. "I know I brought it up, but that doesn't mean we have to do it." Shiro smiled, his cheeks a gentle pink. Hunk still wasn't sure if it was from arousal or embarrassment. And that was the main source of his worry. He wanted this to be fun. It was a little out of Shiro's wheelhouse, merging public with private in ways he usually didn't. And Hunk would understand if he didn't like it. Really? Mind, Hunk would be disappointed. He'd gotten off to the image of Shiro using Hunk's toys in public an embarrassing number of times since he'd made them. But he would respect the decision. "I'm fine," Shiro replied, gaze still gentle. "Honestly, I'll tell you if I don't like an idea. This is new, sure, but it's not bad. So long as it'll turn off if we have to get to the lions in an emergency." Hunk's brows jumped. "Of course! All of these will deactivate if you get away from the castle. At least, unless you ask me to modify them. But I don't know how much you'll want to use them on a planet." "Considering," Shiro shrugged. "Depends. But probably not. I'd prefer to take care of my needs at home. If possible." He leaned back, palms and nails rasping gently against his sheets. "So, go ahead. Pick something out." "I get to pick?" Hunk's cheeks flushed as he looked over the selection. "Oh boy." Shiro grinned. "I figure you'll know which one will be the most discreet anyway." Glancing over, Hunk tilted his head and gave a smile. "I wasn't thinking discreet." Eyes wide, Shiro flushed deeper. "It'll be subtle," Hunk continued, pressing the advantage with eager curiosity. It was so fun to fluster Shiro. "But where's the fun if no one could find out? Or if it's not powerful enough to really distract you?" Pulling out the levels of the box like bleachers, Hunk considered. "I want you to know it's there, and I want you to wonder if everyone else can, too." Taking a ragged breath, Shiro scrubbed over his face. "I didn't know what I was unleashing." "But it's okay?" Shiro looked up at him, pupils blown and cheeks red. "Very." Hunk smiled back, edging on a smirk. "I'm glad." Finally, he picked out one specimen. He hadn't had a chance to show Shiro yet. It'd be a surprise. "All right, here." Before Hunk could hand it over, Shiro flipped over on the bed so he was on all fours instead. In one surprisingly casual move, he pulled down his pants and spread his legs. "No underwear. Oh boy. You're gonna soak through so fast like that?" Hunk breathed. Shiro shrugged. "I'll be sitting at the dinner table, so no one will be able to tell. You'll just have to help me hide it." "Minx." Hunk let out a low groan that rumbled through his chest. "You want me to put it in?" This time, Shiro looked back over his shoulder. "No, I'm doing yoga." "Downward facing doggy style?" Hunk asked, chuckling. Shiro paused, then let out a noise surprisingly close to a giggle. "Okay, that one was bad. Sorry, Hunk, but no." Humming, Hunk stepped forward and pressed one palm over Shiro's ass, cupping as much as he could at once. Immediately, Shiro shuddered and gasped. "You sure? You seem pretty excited about it." "I like a lot more things than I thought I did," Shiro told him, voice utterly flat. "But puns do not get me excited. Sorry." Hunk swirled his finger around the hole. Shiro jolted like he'd been shocked. "Well, gosh, that doesn't inspire me to help you at all." "I'm not." Shiro's hips bucked and he took a deep breath. "I'm not going to tell you puns are sexy just so you'll put in the toy." Rather than answer, Hunk continued the slow circles, now pressing his thumb in until it just barely didn't slip inside. Slick started to drip down as Hunk opened his hole from nothing but pressure. Shiro whined and spread his legs further. "Hunk," he groaned. "Please, I can't. being spread like this and you watching and waiting is... I thought I could get there before I got soaked.
That was silly, Hunk told him flatly. Say it and I'll go.
He pushed his thumb forward, like he was about to press inside, then pulled back at the last second. Finally, Shiro thumped his head forward against the covers. Fine, your puns are sexy. Your stupid yoga wordplay turned me on. Whatever you want to hear, please?
Good boy.
And while Shiro was still shivering from that, Hunk twisted his hand and pushed in two fingers. He scissored Shiro wide open, and then pressed in a small, egg-like object with a widened base, like a plug. With that in place, Hunk rubbed up and down Shiro's back. How's that feel?
Shiro shifted experimentally.
Good. It feels settled in place.
He pushed himself up and took a deep breath.
That's not as bad as I thought. For a while there, I thought you'd have me stretched wide the whole time.
Just wait, Hunk promised, kissing him on the cheek. He helped pull Shiro's pants up and smoothed out the dark cloth. Really, Shiro's fondness for black clothing was going to be the only thing that saved them here. Once he was settled again, Shiro gave Hunk a perfectly composed smile, as if they weren't about to go get into some serious mischief. Not that anyone needed to know. Well, Lance would find out later, because Hunk wasn't going to keep this from him. Okay, time to focus. Kissing Shiro gently, Hunk held up a small remote. I'll have this with me the whole time, but take some time to adjust and calm down a little, all right?
Probably wise, Shiro agreed. If I get more excited, I'll say screw it and climb on the table for you to mount me right there.
Hunk froze, his own cheeks flushing with color. Shiro smirked up at him, looking astonishingly unruffled.
Yeah, I take it back. I'm not going easy on you anymore. Get going.
Laughing, Shiro stood up and started for the door. He still yelped satisfyingly when Hunk gave him a good spank for his teasing. Hunk let Shiro get settled at the table while he prepped the dishes for dinner. The remote felt heavier than it should have, a constant reminder of the power he had over Shiro at the moment. That toy was inside him, and they were relying completely on Shiro's poker face to keep the entire table from realizing what was going on. If there was anyone's poker face that Hunk could trust with the task, it was probably Shiro's. But the thrill of it still burned through Hunk's chest and stomach. Shots of adrenaline each time he thought of the toy inside Shiro and what Hunk could do with it. For his part, Shiro was well-behaved. He took advantage of the break to calm himself until his flush was completely gone. Whenever Hunk looked through the kitchen door to the dining room, he was calmly reading, not rocking or teasing himself. Probably wise, though Hunk was just a little disappointed. He liked the idea of Shiro playing with himself in subtle ways, that he'd be rocking back and forth, pressing the base of the toy against the chair so that he could wriggle it inside of himself, getting himself wetter and wetter before anyone even arrived, until he was already keyed and flushed and giving Hunk bedroom eyes across the table. An alarm dragged Hunk out of his imagination. He gave his sauce a last stir and pulled it off the heating element before it could burn. It was, appropriately, a white, thick, creamy substance that dripped all over the angel hair-like noodles Hunk had made today. In hindsight, this had been the wrong day to try out the recipe. Well, too late now. Hunk reached over and casually tapped the console on the end of the counter. It sent off a mass message that dinner was ready, as he prepped bowls and plates. Then he carried those out, along with the floating platters stacked high with food.
Shiro, would you give me a hand with this?
He held out the silverware.
Oh, of course.
Shiro put down his pad and stood up. As he straightened, his eyes went wide, and he bit down hard on his bottom lip.
There it was.
Hunk smiled back, not bothering to hide the mischievous edge to his smile. Shiro's eyes flashed as he took the handful of silverware. Without a word of acknowledgement, he walked around the length of the long table. There was something just slightly off with his gait, only visible if Hunk knew what he was looking for. Which he was. Shiro was clenched tight to keep from leaking as the plug shifted inside of him. While Shiro took care of that task, Hunk put out all the plates and cups, then settled the bowl of steaming, creamy pasta in the center of the table. By the time he was done with that, Shiro had finished putting out all the utensils, and the others were starting to arrive.
"Smells good," Pidge commented. "Have we had this before?"
Hunk shook his head. "Not that I've made. It's just a creamy pasta sauce, though, so you might have had something similar on Earth. That's the hope, anyway."
"Nothing I've had on Earth will compare,"
Lance declared proudly. He sat down heavily in his seat, carefully avoiding knocking Shiro's pad. Keith waited for Matt to sit down before carefully taking a seat at least a couple away from him, which was always for the best. Matt couldn't resist pressing Keith's buttons when they were right next to each other.
"What's the other smell? The kind of smoky one?"
"I don't smell anything smoky,"
Allura offered, taking her seat at the head of the table. Karan joined her a moment later, followed by Sam, the pair of them chatting softly but enthusiastically, without pause. Stomach dropping, Hunk clutched his pan.
"Something smells burnt to you?"
he asked, voice small.
"No, it's not that. Kinda something else. Heavy."
Keith crinkled his nose.
"It's familiar."
Shiro cleared his throat. "I was training before I came here," he lied easily, and he ignored Hunk's startled blink.
"I worked up a sweat. You might be smelling that. Sorry, I'll take a shower after."
Considering, Keith nodded.
"That makes sense. Seems like it's only me."
He gestured sharply towards his face, his way of saying, "Galra senses." Hunk settled down, then glanced at Shiro, who was watching Keith just a bit too carefully. Then it hit him what Keith was smelling. It wasn't Shiro's sweat, it was his arousal. Most of it was probably covered by the smell of food, and yes, a bit of sweat. But Keith could tell. When Shiro looked over, Hunk smirked. His hand went into his pocket, and he flicked the knob. Inside Shiro, the toy gave a strong pulse, like a shockwave underwater. It was silent, powerful, and safe. It also should feel very, very good for the half second it happened. Shiro didn't jump or start like Hunk half expected, but his hand tightened around his fork. He continued to serve himself, but his eyes slid over to Hunk. There was a hint of flush to Shiro's cheeks. Hunk smiled back, innocently as possible. Shiro looked away first, his eyes darting to Keith. There was no sign he'd noticed anything change. But the fact that Shiro had even looked Keith's way meant he had gotten even wetter from the slight tease. This was going to be so much fun. Hunk took a few moments to serve himself, pleased that the smell of his sauce was so close to what he's been going for. It was hard when Hunk knew exactly what he would use to get the right flavors and aromas on Earth, but had to improvise depending on what planet and what trade centers they were closest to. This had been an experiment, but one he was very pleased with so far. Two pleasing experiments, actually. What a good afternoon.
"This stuff is great,"
Matt told him, looking up with his fork still stuck in his mouth. "I kind of expected it to be cheesy, but it's sweet." There was a chorus of agreements, and Hunk beamed under the attention. The hand in his pocket flicked again, and he carefully didn't look at Shiro.
"Thank you. It came out really well."
Shiro cleared his throat roughly. Oh, maybe he'd been swallowing just then. Oops. And turned to Allura and Koran.
"Have you finished looking over the suggestions I sent?"
"Yes," Allura agreed. She leaned forward slightly, forearm resting against the edge of the table. "The scenarios you mentioned were interesting, but I'm not sure the likelihood of encountering them. Should that be our focus?" Leaning back in his chair, Shiro tilted his head.
"Not those specifics, no. But I think the skills are applicable elsewhere. If nothing else, we can always use dodging practice."
"Very true," Koran agreed, snapping his fork up in the air as he spoke. It sent a small rain of sauce down the table, which everyone dodged with ease. Samuel mentioned a very interesting practice on your planet. Ball dodge, yes?
Dodgeball, Sam corrected gently, sipping his water. It's not considered a training exercise, however. It's a children's game.
So are the gladiators, Koran replied. On the lower settings, at least. It has the bones of a good exercise, I think.
Just as Shiro opened his mouth to reply, Hunk hit a new button on the remote. This one made the toy swell inside of Shiro, filling him up further and no doubt pressing on his slick gland.
This time there was a hitch in Shiro's breath, and he paused for an extra beat before he replied.
Dodgeball might not be a bad idea, though I think the simulation Matt mocked up is a more interesting version of it.
Holding up her hand, Pidge gave them all a dry look. I, for one, believe dodgeball violates the Geneva Convention.
The what? Allura asked, squinting at her.
It does not. Sam shot Pidge a flat look. The Geneva Convention doesn't apply to everything you don't want to do.
Pidge raised her eyebrows.
Agree to disagree.
Reaching over, Hunk picked up his glass of water and took a sip. The rim hid his smile as he pushed the toy up another notch. As he watched, Shiro's eyes went wide. He didn't flush, not yet, but there was a glazed look in his eyes now. Then, rather than give him a break, Hunk expanded the plug just a bit more, until Shiro actually shifted in his seat. The movements were subtle, but Hunk could tell he was arching his back like he was pushing forward for more. Then Hunk dialed it back down to where it had started. Shiro's eyes cut to him, suddenly tense. Hunk didn't have to be a genius to know Shiro was probably clenching hard now that the toy wasn't helping to keep his slick inside. Taking his hand out of his pocket, Hunk set it on the table and smiled at Shiro.
Dodgeball might not be bad, Lance allowed. Are we doing teams?
We'll have a few games if we do that, Shiro answered, voice still completely even.
Damn.
There's a number of combinations I'd like to try.
I'm out on that one, Matt said, crinkling his nose. I have enough PTSD. I don't need to bring up childhood dodgeball trauma, too.
Sam sighed deeply.
I do wonder how the pair of you ended up being so dramatic.
Pointing her fork, threatening at Matt, Pidge narrowed her eyes.
If I have to play, so do you.
I'm not a paladin.
You don't have to be to play dodgeball.
Shiro smirked, leaning back in his chair. Hunk was probably the only one who noticed how the move made him twitch.
I think you should play too, Matt. It'll be good for you.
It's just dodgeball, Keith added. I don't get all the complaining. It's a game. You throw a ball. No big deal.
It's the noise, Pidge intoned. That awful sproing of a rubber ball on linoleum floors.
She shivered. Hunk laughed. It's a pretty terrible noise. I wonder if we can get the balls we make to do it, too. The challenge made Pidge pause with interest. The materials they had weren't one-to-one, but between the two of them, they could come up with something similar. Hand ducking back into his pocket, Hunk made the toy grow again. This time, Shiro's eyes caught Hunk's hand duck away, so he was prepared when it expanded inside him. But when Hunk pulsed it while it was big, Shiro froze utterly. His lips parted slightly, red like Shiro had bitten them at some point. For just a moment, he looked like he might crack and moan. Then Keith took a deep breath. His eyes cut to Shiro, brows up and lips curled teasingly. As the dodgeball conversation continued, he mouthed, "You really need that shower." Shiro actually blushed. From how he was shifting, Hunk suspected he was pressing his thighs together.
Sorry, he mouthed back.
Keith started to nod, but then he paused. He took another deep breath through his nose. Eyes narrowed. That was when Hunk pulsed it, this time holding the button down. It would ripple continuously inside of Shiro until it was over. Shiro bit his bottom lip hard, and he seemed to curl up on himself suddenly. His eyes met Keith's. This time, somewhere between embarrassed and mischievous. It took a moment, but then it visibly clicked. Keith's eyes went wide and his mouth fell open. He looked Shiro up and down, then glanced up and down the table. Hunk met his eyes and gave him a small toast with his glass. Busted. He'd remember Keith's sense of smell next time they tried this. Flushing as well, Keith looked between them, then reached for his own glass and took a huge gulp. Then he smiled at Hunk with just a bit too much teeth. Approval. Not that Hunk needed it, but it was better than annoyance. But being caught seemed to have a big effect on Shiro. Now his flush had traveled over his cheeks and to his ears, and he hadn't straightened himself back up. Instead, he was resting both arms on the table, like it was all that was keeping him from curling up into a ball or laying over the table. Hunk hit the button again. This time, Shiro's hips actually bucked. "You okay there, Shiro?" Hunk took his finger off the button just as Shiro looked up, his eyes glazed and wet. He managed a smile for Lance. "Yeah, just a little sore. I think eating so soon after training might not be agreeing with me either." Letting out a concerned hum, Hunk reached over to pat Shiro on the back. He was hot to touch, and even the quick brush of Hunk's hand made him shiver. "Maybe you should go rest up." "I'm fine," Shiro replied, voice thick. Frowning, Sam narrowed his eyes. "Lean this way." Shiro paused. His expression went carefully neutral as he slowly leaned towards Sam, gripping the edge of the table. Looking him over critically, Sam rested the back of his hand on Shiro's forehead. "You're definitely warm. Maybe you should go in the pod."
"Uh-oh."
"No!" Shiro reared back, now blushing outright. Across the table, Keith's hand came up to cover his mouth, hiding his smile. "I'm just..." It was bad. It was mean. But Hunk pulsed the toy again. Shiro squeaked. "I'll just go to bed early," he decided, pushing his chair out and standing. He winced when he straightened out, and there was a tremble to his hands. His pants were dark, but Hunk thought there was a part that looked just a little bit darker. Brows up, Sam considered Shiro carefully, in a way that suggested they'd be having a talk about his sudden fear of pods. "Oops." But he just nodded for now. "Have a good rest." "Night, Shiro," Lance called, waving enthusiastically. "Let me know if you want to borrow my sleeping mask until the night cycle kicks in. I have a playlist that's good for relaxing, too."
Shiro smiled back, expression softening. "I'll do that. Thank you for the offer. Good night, everyone."
There was a chorus of well wishes as he slipped out. The conversation around dodgeball picked up quickly enough after. Keith, however, turned to Hunk.
"You should go after him."
"Why?" Lance asked, glancing over.
"Because if Shiro needs help, Hunk is the only one strong enough to carry him."
Keith replied flatly.
"Unless you think you could drag Shiro to his room by his arm?"
Lance snorted. "If he's that bad, he should go in a pod," he replied, but didn't otherwise argue the logic.
"I can do that," Hunk agreed, giving him a small, thankful smile. "You'll clean this up?"
Nodding, Keith shrugged.
"Sure, take care of him."
Who knew Keith could be so subtle?
"I will," Hunk replied.
He pushed himself up and slipped his hands into his pockets.
"I'll see you in a bit."
Matt waved cheerfully.
"Good luck. Shiro's a beast when he's under the weather."
"I can handle him like this," Hunk said easily. "But if I need to, I'll call in backup." He gave a last wave before slipping out. Now was probably a good time to prove that the remote didn't just work in the same room, but all over the castle. Humming cheerfully to himself, Hunk fiddled with the remote, pulling and vibrating the toy at random, prolonged intervals. He took a sweet time wandering through the halls, content to let Shiro experience the full effects while he waited. Hunk's first stop was to Shiro's room. When he knocked, there was no answer. A quick tap of the code proved the room was indeed empty. So he'd probably gone to Hunk's room then. Still without any hurry, he ambled down the hall and turned a corner. Only to find Shiro outside the door to Hunk's room. He was practically collapsed against the wall, breathing heavily and groaning. His eyes were tightly clenched and his fingers scratched along the smooth metal. When Hunk gave the remote another pulse, he cried out and arched his back, as if trying to push back onto the toy. At this angle, and now that he could stare, Hunk could tell that Shiro's pants were definitely soaked. "You definitely look like you could use some help." Shiro's head shot up. He looked utterly desperate, mouth open and red, eyes wild and feverish. His bangs stuck to his sweaty forehead, and all of him was a trembling, tense line. It was amazing how quickly his composure had crumpled once there was no one to maintain it for. One of these days, Hunk was going to put Shiro in a room by himself with a camera and tease him from afar. Without anyone to perform for, Shiro would probably fall apart quickly. Something to look forward to. Shiro reached up to wipe his eyes, hands still trembling. "Please," he groaned, already throaty. "I can't. I tried to get in, but the code." He reached for the door, but Hunk pulsed and expanded the toy. His fingers jolted, hitting several buttons at once, and his eyes completely glazed over. "Keep forgetting." "Poor Shiro," Hunk cooed, stepping forward. He tapped in his code, then smiled as Shiro nearly stumbled through the door. "You definitely look feverish. Why don't you lie down for a while, hmm?" Mouth falling open, Shiro nodded eagerly. He scrambled onto the bed, lying on his back with his legs falling open wide in invitation. "Please," he repeated, arching off the bed, presenting himself. "I need help." "You look like it," Hunk agreed. Then he sat down at his desk chair. Shiro frowned and pushed himself up to his elbows. "What are you?" Hunk pulsed the toy. Sobbing, Shiro crashed back down. "It's so much," he gasped, eyes screwing shut. "Fuck, it was killing me." "You were so close to holding out," Hunk teased. "They're all gonna fuss over you tomorrow." Shiro scrambled at the covers, still locked in the thrall of the toy. Hunk, please, stop teasing. I need it. I need it to move." Slowly, Hunk's smile grew. "Oh, do you? How about this?" With that, he flicked the expansion controls up and down, so it grew and shrank inside him over and over. It wasn't quite the quality of the fucking machine, but right now it should be plenty. "Ugh!" Shiro's hips worked in tiny, frantic thrusts. "Yes, no, that's not... Fuck!" His eyes screwed tightly shut and his mouth hung open, wet and messy and inviting. Hunk! Hunk had completely planned on dragging this out, waiting until Shiro was an incoherent mess, or until there were tears. He hadn't expected Shiro to come apart this quickly. Something about the situation had clearly gotten to him. "Did you like Keith figuring it out?" Hunk asked. His voice came out rough, somewhere between teasing and aggressive. "Knowing he could smell how eager you were?" Shiro cried out. Yes, I liked it." His eyes cracked open, wet and red. "I liked it." "You liked getting into trouble? Knowing all you had to do was stand up and turn around and then everyone would see how drenched you are?" This time, there was no verbal answer. Shiro sobbed and keened, his heels scraping uselessly against the covers. But he nodded, eager and loose like a puppet on a string. "Good enough." Hunk stood up and moved to the edge of the bed. "Get your pants off and spread your legs. I want to see." Immediately, Shiro fumbled with the buttons of his pants and shoved them down his hips. A wave of scent hit Hunk like a physical force. No wonder Keith had smelled it. They were lucky the Altan's noses weren't all that much better than human ones. No matter what, they insisted. Once the pants and boots were off, Shiro pulled his legs up to his chest, then held his cheeks apart, so Hunk could see the yellow base of the plug. "It looks so pretty in you," Hunk nearly cooed, taking hold of the base. He pulled it back an inch, just enough to strain Shiro's hole, then pushed it back in.
I'm not sure I want to take it out. I think I want to admire it.
Shiro's hands found Hunk's shoulders, gripping tightly.
Please,
he tried again, rough and breathy.
I need.
Leaning down, Hunk pressed a kiss to Shiro's thighs.
Poor boy. I'll give you what you need.
He pulled on the plug again, holding it so the widest point was right at Shiro's hole, stretching him wide. Finally, achingly slowly, Hunk pulled it free. Immediately, rivulets of slick started to drip out of Shiro, wetting the fabric under him. Hunk couldn't bring himself to care. Not when Shiro let out a shivery sigh and curled his toes, like he was both relieved at the move and pained by the loss.
You look so pretty like this,
Hunk told him, pressing a kiss to the base of Shiro's cock.
All eager and soft. You're pliant for me. You'd do anything for more, wouldn't you?
Shiro nodded, another loose movement.
Yeah, he agreed, gripping at the covers. Anything.
Running two fingers up the length of Shiro's cock, Hunk smiled when it twitched.
Well, then you need to pay the price.
What? Shiro asked, trying to push up onto his elbows.
What do you want?
Hunk smiled up at him. Kisses. For a moment, Shiro just stared. Then he groaned and flopped back.
Then kiss me, he demanded, a hint of a sulk to his voice. And then fuck me.
As you wish. Hunk crawled up Shiro's body and cupped his cheek. Shiro met his eyes. Then Hunk leaned in to kiss him. He took his time, cataloging Shiro's mouth as if there was no urgency at all. Clearly Shiro disagreed, judging by the way he locked his legs around Hunk's hips and bucked onto him. When he pulled back, Shiro had lost the pout, and his expression was warm and liquid.
That's a pretty good price.
It is, Hunk replied, pressing their foreheads and noses together.
You ready for me?
Shiro nodded, nudging Hunk in the process.
Please,
he repeated, this time a whisper. Lining himself up, Hunk pressed his way in. Shiro's lids fluttered and his mouth hung open, kiss swollen and wet.
Just like that, my pretty boy,
Hunk murmured fondly, enjoying the way Shiro's eyes lit up.
Finally full. All that teasing, and you finally get your reward. You were so good to me.
Maybe next time we'll do this at dinner with just a few people, and everyone will know exactly what's happening to you the whole time. How's that sound? We can eat and watch the show as you writhe and arch and knead, and when we're satisfied and full, we'll fill you up too. Shiro gasped, eyes actually rolling up in his head. The shudder that ran through him was full body, and Hunk could feel him clench, sloppy and wet, around his cock.
Please,
he repeated, like he'd forgotten any other word. Holding onto his hips, Hunk started to thrust, groaning softly. Shiro was so hot inside, sopping and messy with each thrust. After approaching an hour of teasing and keeping the plug in, he was utterly soaked. Each snap of his hips made a wet, sloshing noise that went straight to his cock. Under him, Shiro started to straighten up. At first, Hunk thought he was squirming or bucking, but he grazed his lips over Hunk's cheek until he found his mouth. Then they were kissing again, gentle and warm where the thrusts were short but hard. Shiro gave a quiet groan into his mouth, barely more than a whisper. It was cute, and it made Hunk want to drive in all the harder. So he did.
Hunk, Shiro murmured, his lips soft and warm against Hunk's. Close. I want you to fill me, please.
Hunk hummed his agreement. 1 second. He shifted his grip on Shiro's hips, then fucked in all the way, grinding his hips in dirty circles. He pulled out almost all the way, then snapped in hard, burying himself to the hilt again. Gripping hard at his shoulders, Shiro shut his eyes tight and whined, arching up into him.
Hunk, he repeated, a desperate groan.
I almost... Fuck! With that, Hunk bit down on Shiro's bottom lip and came. He reached down and wrapped a hand around Shiro's cock, pumping only a few times before he was coming too. In the hazy aftermath, Hunk flopped sideways, so he landed next to Shiro instead of on top of him. He didn't pull out right away, instead pulling Shiro close and wrapping an arm around him. You good?
Mmm,
Shiro agreed, face pillowed on Hunk's shoulder.
Yeah, I'm good.
He smiled up at him, eyes warm.
Thank you for indulging me.
I could say the same thing. Hunk pet down Shiro's hip and smiled when he felt kisses peppered up his neck.
You were the one who had to keep it up.
You did well. Shiro laughed.
Not really. Keith smelling it hit me hard. I like your idea better.
He nuzzled into Hunk's neck.
I'm just sorry we only got to use one more of your toys.
Eyes tracking to the abandoned box, Hunk smiled.
Who said we're stopping now?
Pausing, Shiro looked up at him, then at the box as well.
Slowly he smiled. Nothing at all.
Then he glanced over.
5 minute break.
Only for more kisses.
Deal.
When Hunk tilted his head down, he covered Shiro's smile with his own.